In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our sermon text today is taken from the reading, which you just heard. It's not about you. This is a phrase that we have heard quite a few times this year at Profenstein's, amongst our friends, and in discussions with those at the seminary. It might not be as ingrained as life together was 4 years ago, but it sure seems like this year there's been a lot of talk on how it's not about you. And yet, when we receive the Lord's Supper, we are told that it is given and shed for you. When we receive absolution, it is given in the stead and by the command of our Lord for you. When you were baptized, you were baptized. Why then is it not about you? Sometimes you should not be afraid to simply make it about you. Sometimes you should not be afraid to work to change something that's frustrating you, bothering you, worrying you. You should not be afraid to hear your own emotions. You should not be afraid to simply complain and vent what's going on inside of you. Maybe you just can't finish that paper that you've been staring at all quarter. Maybe you're sick of hearing excuses for why students aren't finishing that paper that they've had assigned all quarter. Maybe you're just sick of people not returning emails or completing the simplest task on time that can make your job so much easier. Maybe you're sick of living a Groundhog's Day themed year where every single year you deal with the same problems again and again. The faces might change, but the problems don't. Maybe you're just really sick of long chapel sermons that keep you from your lunchtime. Maybe 2 weeks ago, you received a call that isn't the right fit, at least in your mind. Maybe you struggle that every time you pray, you're not sure why you keep doing it. Maybe you face problems that nobody knows, and it makes it difficult to get out of bed in the morning. Maybe you're hurting, and no one around you seems to understand or care. See, you live in a fallen world. Sin will taint everything. And no matter what happens, you'll never get everything that you want. But if you never let your God-given desires, feelings, emotions, preferences be expressed and communicated, you could be wounding yourself, your ministry, and those around you. It's okay to sometimes let it be about you. God worries about you. God gives you emotions, feelings, desires, wants. They can lead to His glory. You will always face a danger of turning yourself into an idol, but simply ignoring your feelings, emotions, desires, your wants doesn't make you any more holy or pious. In John's third epistle, we read, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul." Christianity is not simply spiritual, but it's inclusive in its care for a person as a whole. This includes your emotions, your feelings, your desires, your faith, and whatever else that makes you, you. When Christ commands you to love one another, you are to look out for your brothers and your sisters and yourself in your struggles, in your joys, in your everyday adventures, just as they will look after you and themselves. It is not simply to be taken for granted. We have a privilege to be living amongst Christians. You should never be reduced to a pietous glutton, thinking that you can please God more by bearing your crosses silently, without ever reaching out to your brothers or sisters to share the problems and feelings that you have. Sometimes make it about you. You are a part of the Christian church. You are in friendships. You are in families. You are in a seminary community. And all of these communities are founded upon Christ. In your baptism, you were brought with the fellowship of Christ and the communion of saints. This is not a community that we can build. Rather, it's a community that we can only be received into by the power of Christ. It's in this community that we can be safe to be amongst brothers and sisters, to make it about ourselves when we struggle, and to be transparent with the problems and the sufferings that we face. Bonhoeffer explained, "At the end, all of his disciples had deserted him. On the cross, he was utterly alone, surrounded by evildoers and mockers. For this cause, he had come to bring peace to the enemies of God." Part of Christ's very damnation was to be separated from all of the communities that had surrounded him. Yet it is through his very suffering that we have eternal life in the everlasting community of the saints. It is through his suffering that we have faith in a risen Christ who empowers us to love one another and at times even make it about you. In the end, it really is sometimes about you. So for Christ's sake, make it about you. Complain boldly, but rejoice even more in the community that we have in Christ, even more boldly. Amen.